Hi, I'm John. I'm one of the pastors at Victory, and I'm also the director of our provincial churches. At Victory, we are committed to plant churches all over the Philippines, believing that together we can disciple this nation. Hope this message inspires you to honor God and make disciples.
We are now on our second week of what we started. All the things that's happening to us, the blessings, the prosperity, the promotion, God taking care of us during this time of pandemic has got to do none of us. It has nothing to do with us. From the time that He said, I am the great I am, and there is no other God. From that generation until today, when Jesus came and gave His life for us, listen, His covenant never ends. Why? Because He's the God who really called His people to enter to His covenant. And that's what we want to highlight in the next four Sundays. We want to talk about finances. And do you realize that God is really committed to make sure that you have enough? More than enough. Because it's about who God is in our lives, that He wants to pour out His blessing and even His provision. And so if you're here today, if you're watching, if you're here today, maybe you're saying, well, Pastor Mark, why is it that, you know, ngayon medyo I'm in lack, medyo kulang, I'm in debt. It's not basically what the scripture says pertaining to our walk with God. That is why we want to bring you towards this series. Is that a good news? Can I ask you, in reverence to God's word, to please stand on our feet as we read our text today in the book of Deuteronomy. That's the whole deal for the whole series. It's Deuteronomy chapter 8. And I want us to read right now verses 2 to 4, and then we're going to jump to 14 to 16. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2 to 4, then 14 to 16. Here's what the word of God says, starting in verse 2. And you shall remember the whole way the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that He might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or not. And He humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that He might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 days. Verse 14, then your heart will be lifted, or your heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrifying wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty ground where there was no water, who brought you water out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, with that your fathers did not know, that He might humble you and test you to do you good in the end. This is the word of the Lord for us today. Lord, thank You. Thank You for Your promise. Thank You for who You are, that truly You are the Lord our God who wants to keep Your covenant. And since we're talking about Your covenant, Lord God, there's one word that describes who You are, and that is faithfulness. Lord, I thank You that even as we hear the preaching of Your word, if there's any mindsets, anything that stops us or hinders us to fulfill Your word, I ask the Holy Spirit to take charge, help us to be convicted and align ourselves with You and the power of Your word. This we all ask. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. And everyone would say a big, big, come on. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand as we start with the word of God today. Well, praise God. Okay. The whole of Deuteronomy was Moses writing or telling a new bunch of generation the younger generation about what happened in the past. He was reiterating that this is something that you need to know, and this is something that you did, that you would not repeat as a mistake. There was a mistake that the previous generation had done. And he was writing, it's like a speech, telling them, these are the things that you should not be doing. And one of the things that you need to do here is that in verse 2, in particular, he mentions something like this. And you shall remember the whole way of the Lord, or the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness. Last Sunday, he was talking about the whole commands that the whole generation and in that nation needs to follow and obey. This time, there's a call. There's another charge. And you know what the charge was? It was a charge to remember. He was saying, hey, look, if you're going to make it in your generation, you got to learn how to remember. You cannot forget, especially what the Lord has done. Remember the whole way the Lord your God has led you. First things first, the Word of God says, He reveals Himself as the Lord your God. Why the Lord your God? The reason why, because the Lord your God was His covenant name towards His own people. He was saying, look, this is who I am. And I want to be faithful with you. Now, he says, can you be faithful to me? There was a charge that he was saying. He wrote this so that they will not commit the same mistakes. I want to share to you those charge or the call that pertains to verse 2. The first one is this. Is the word remember. Remember the Lord who humbles you to know what is in your heart. Remember the Lord who humbles you to know what is in your heart. The reason why the Lord led them to the wilderness is simply to humble them. There was a test. Meron pong pagsubok na ginawa si Lord doon sa mga tao niya. Gusto niya makita. Alam naman ni Lord eh. Pero gusto pong parating ni Lord kung alam nila kung anong klaseng puso meron sila. It's called the wilderness test. They were in the wilderness for 40 years. They were just roaming around, not knowing where the direction was because God was dealing them in accordance to their hearts. And when you talk about wilderness, it speaks of what? It speaks of drought and dryness. Nasa disyerto po sila. Sa totoo lang po, hindi po natin, di ba, hindi tayo makarelate. Pero pag dumating po yung summer, di ba, summer pa lang dito, init ka na, parang di tayo parang gusto natin, puro aircon na, kaya nga, di ba, ang daming bumili ng aircon yung summer lang. Pandemic yan, ha? Bakit ayaw po natin na mainit? Pag mainit, di ba, ano po tayo, apektado po tayo. Pero the Lord led them to the desert that He was dealing with them according to their hearts. It was a dry moment. And what the Lord was doing, in accordance to verse 3, He says, and He humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know. God humbled them by causing them to be hungry so that God would feed them. Think about this. Hinahumble tayo ni Lord para magutom. Pero may ginagawa si Lord. May gagawin si Lord. Ang kagandahan po dito, the Lord was providing for them 24/7, wala pong patid. God humbled them by providing them with food. It was an act of divine intervention and provision, knowing that, look, you don't have to worry about provision and don't you worry about the food and what you're gonna get because I will be the one to provide for you. But there's something that you need to know. It's a matter of the heart. You You got to know what kind of heart you have. And he knows. God knew that they have a stubborn, hard heart, strong-willed, that they want to be free. They want to do their own thing. But God says, my will is better. My calling is better. My provision is better. So he caused them to be hungry so that to provide for them. My friends, and to those of you who are watching today, could it be that God has caused this pandemic because he wanted his people to be humble? Could it be that God is calling your attention? Because whenever we talk about provision, you always rely on yourself. What can you do? You rely on your connections. You rely on your bank account. You rely on your position. You rely on what you do every day. And that your identity has something to do with that, because everything is well provided for. But you miss the very essence of God's provision, that he was about to bless you beyond our imagination. So guess what? The reason why God wants to bless them so that they will not forget him. Personally, this pandemic caused me to be humble. We almost lose our job. We always think twice just for the sake of saving the movement we were anticipating. And we were willing to throw out all our lives once again. And we were back in recto. My wife was telling me, it's okay. The more pa nga na kailangan natin mag-serve sa church eh. Ano ba'y ginagawa mo, Mark? Rizel, my wife was telling me, and she's there, ano ba'y ginagawa natin? For the very start, hindi diniman mo bago, maging pastor, diniman. Everything was, they asked you to do from the very beginning. What you're doing today is all about the church. You never ask for anything. And all the more, pasalamat pa nga tayo. And the Lord humbled us. And I believe that's what the Lord is doing to the whole body of Christ. I believe it's not a punishment. With all humility, I believe God is not going to do this. If this is a punishment or the God's wrath, I want to tell you and submit to you, all of us here, or lahat tayo po rito patay. Pero hindi. Yung sinasabi po natin, discipleship, di ba, continues. The mission continues. Discipleship never stops. We still do and manage what God has called us to do. Why? Yes, we're doing that, but deep within us, the Lord was calling our attention. Hey, look, ang yabang mo na. Ah, ganun ah, mayaman ka, hindi ka mayaman. Ako yung mayaman. Ako, si God mismo who caused all things to happen. That's why we have 7:14 prayer. If my people, His church would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will heal their land. Here's what verse 16 says. Who fed you in the wilderness with manna, that your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and test you to do good in the land. I want to point that out. My friends, the Lord caused us to change things in our lives. Why? Because he wants to call our attention. He wants to humble us. This is not to punish you. Una, pag may nangyari sa atin, grabe, ginajudge na ako ni Lord. Pinapunish. Alam mo po, ito po yung good works mentality natin. Ito po yung religious mentality natin. Pero si God, hindi po ganun mag-isip si Lord. He's trying to humble you for what reason? Because it is for your own good. It's not actually for Him. It is for our own good. Why does God wants to humble His people? Because He wants to see goodness in our lives. He wants to see goodness in you, that you will not end up committing the same mistakes as the previous generation did. The reason why God would humble us, because He owns you. He loves you. He wants to prosper you beyond your wildest dream, not in accordance to this world, but in accordance to Him, because we are God's people. Can you say amen? The first charge and a call to remember is to remember the Lord who humbles you to know what's in your heart. Second one, remember the Lord who provides so you may know His word is life. Let me say that again. Remember the Lord who provides so you may know His word is life. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3 says, "And He humbled you and let you hunger and be fed with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years." He caused them to be hungry so that God would feed them, right? What's the point here? My friends, for 40 years, walang palya. Si Lord nagsushow up, hindi mo kailangan kainin yung mana kahapon dahil panis na yon. May bagong mana si Lord today and tomorrow. Hindi mo kailangan isipin, hindi mo kailangan mag-worry. Merong provision sa atin si Lord. And what's amazing is, in verse 4, for all these 40 years, your clothes didn't wear out and your feet didn't blister or swell. What was the point? God was their provision. God, I believe, wants to speak to us that He doesn't want you to worry. The provision that you're asking Him. God wants to let you know, write it down and show it to me so that you will see for yourselves, how will I provide for you? God is the one who provides. He's faithful to provide for our needs. Pero Pastor Mark, how come there's no provision yet? Teka muna, baka may ginagawa lang si Lord. Ilang years na ako nagpe-pray, wala pa, anong ginagawa ni Lord sa iyo? Baka namin may ginagawa lang si Lord. Pero makita natin rito, there was a constant provision, a daily distribution of food, even the clothing. There was something that the Lord is doing. He was trying to tell them, the provision is not the issue. The real thing and the real deal is what? It has something to do with the Word of God. You focus too much on what you see around the provision here. What will I wear tomorrow? About my house, about my future house and all that. When the Lord is telling you, man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God is what the Word of God says, which is important. Don't you worry about provision. If you're watching today and you are in love, don't you worry, get into the Word. He wants to let you know that the Word is life. It's not what we eat today that brings us life. It's how the Word of God gets into our soul and transforms us. Are you here with me? Di po ako galit. Hinga muna ako. God is faithful. Can I ask you this? How much word do you feed your soul? Do you have a soul problem? Could it be it's a word problem? Do you have a spiritual problem? Could it be it's a word problem? Do you have faith problem? Because you have a word problem. The Lord humbled them by providing for them so they could focus on God's word in every single day of our lives, is it also our mantra? His word is our life. Amen? And I hope you never miss reading God's word every single day, that you don't rely on our devotions. We do have devotion, but it's the word that gets into you, that causes you to change, that causes pride for us to respond in humility. Do you have an attitude problem? I have a solution. This word is life, and this word will transform you. Can you say amen? Jesus said, he said it when he confronted the enemy. He declared this, man does not live by bread alone, but on every word. If you're fighting the enemy and fighting your own flesh, you declare that it's about this word getting into us and do something in our lives. Don't let this word pass you, but let this word come. The word of God says, meditate this word day and night. How many times? Day and night. Be filled with God's word. What happens today is, it's not in the word. Eh, yung word naman nasa screen eh. Ayan, no? Pero ano ginagawa mo? Yan, uy, Netflix. Ano maganda sa Netflix? Ano maganda ng ano ngayon, bro? Mga series ngayon ng Korean. Uy, games ba? Wow! Tapos pag nagka-problema, it's the power of His word that will make you strong. It's the power of His word that will sustain you. It's the word of God that sustains us. We have a friend, which I can't reveal, but she posted on FB, I saw this yesterday. This person is one of our leaders, a pastor's wife, who went through a tough time that we didn't even know. And what happened was she was in the hospital because she got COVID-19. And so she's back, and she got recovered, got healed. And she wrote this. I'd like to read this. Here's what he said. She said, during that ordeal, I was alone in the hospital. I felt alone. But was I really alone? Believe it or not, I felt that God was with me. Jesus, my Emmanuel, meaning God is with me 24/7. Yes, the reality of fear and gloom was there. But I realized that the power of God's word is more real. Every time I would feel palpitations because of the stress and nervousness, His words, which I would play over and over again, would infuse courage and faith in me. This verse from Isaiah 41, verse 10 to 11. So do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. For I am the Lord your God who takes you of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Do not be afraid, you warm Jacob, little Israel. Do not fear, for I myself will help you, declares the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. And she goes on to say, I realize the reality of man's frailty, weakness, and limitations. When life gets tough and sour, I realize the reality of responding in two ways. I could either be in bitterness and anger or in humility and worship. But then again, I told myself, who am I to question? Who am I to demand? The life I live is a gift that I don't deserve. He already gave His all. All I could do now is to ask for His mercy and appeal to His loving kindness and faithfulness. I can't believe I'm finally home. I feel stronger, have been getting great sleep. God gives good sleep to those He loves. To recover from the COVID was a miracle in itself. I'm so thankful for this miracle. In fact, the first thing that my son told me was, Mom, you're home. Thank God you did not die. I was able to celebrate 50th at my home with the people I love. I'm so blessed to have a loving husband, sweet children, and wonderful ates. And okay, that ends of it. And dami pa. This lady who's been with us for the longest time never realized that she will get into this. Had such an ordeal. Wrote this. What caused me to be sustained in my walk in that ordeal was about the Word. And today, if this pandemic and you are in an ordeal, I have great news for you. Let the Word be your life. And this is a charge for everyone. Remember the Lord who provides so you may know His Word is life. Everybody say, His Word is life. His Word is life. His Word is our life. Lastly, remember the Lord, the only Savior, protector, and provider who keeps you from becoming proud. Okay, how many of you have pride? Just like I have pride. All right. Yung iba talaga sa inyo, nahihirapan. Umamin, everyone has pride. Iba-iba lang po yung manifestation. Here's what happened. Remember, the Lord was providing for them to humble them. Sabi ng verse 14, then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God. Now, the text previous to this was about God blessing them in abundance. Multiplication, name it. 3-4 times he mentioned about I will multiply you, and he did. And he was telling this story, and he said, you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrifying wilderness with his fiery serpents and scorpions and first ground where there was no water, who brought you water out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and test you to do you good in the land. Here's the point. If you remember the Lord, you're not going to be proud. With all the abundance, all the goodness of God's provision being poured out, talagang massive yung multiplication of God's riches to them. They were not in need. You know what happened? They've forgotten the Lord. But if you remember the Lord, you will not give in to pride. Sad to say, all of them has forgotten the Lord. They have totally forgot who God is. They have forgotten the Lord as what? Number one, as their Savior. They have forgotten the Lord as the Savior who brought you out of the land of Egypt, a house of slavery. God was, is it not I who led you out? Who rescued and delivered you from Pharaoh and the Egyptians, the whole of the nation? They have forgotten who the Lord was. They have forgotten the Lord as what? As who? The protector who led you through the great and terrifying wilderness with its fiery serpents, the scorpions, and thirsty ground where there was no water. The mighty Egyptians who was about to destroy and annihilate the whole nation. God was there to protect them. He was leading them. He was going before them. They have forgotten the Lord. Kasi abundance eh. They have forgotten the Lord as the one who provides. The provider who brought you water out of the flinty rock. Who fed you in the wilderness with manna. Then your fathers did not know that he might humble you to test you to do you good in the land. Is it not I who provided for you from start until today? My friends, your job is not the one who provides for you. Your position is not the one who provides for you. Your connections are not the ones who provides for you. Oy, dikit ako. Ay, may kailangan. Sige, dikit. That is not the one. Probably God favored you. Your clients. Your customers. They're not the ones who provides for you. There is only one provider. and He's faithful provider, and that is the Lord our God Himself. Can you say amen? Can you give Him a big, big hand for this? Here's the catch. It's not whether or not God will provide. God will provide, and He will provide for us in abundance. Everybody say, in abundance. Pero paminsan si Lord. Mautak talaga si Lord eh. Alam ni Lord eh. God will provide for you. Pero ang tanong, pare. Ang tanong sa mga nanonood, the Lord will provide for you. Kaya mo ba? Makakalimutan mo lang din si Lord eh. Kaya may ginagawa si Lord sa iyo eh. Nung na-save ka, radical ka mag-preach. Talaga naman, nandutun ka, share ka ng testimony. Man, ngayon, meron ka ng ganito. Nasaan yung fire? Dati, puro word ni God. Ngayon, nawala na. Social media na. Hindi yung tanong yung, Lord, magpuprovide ka ba? Hindi yun eh. Nandyan ka pa kaya? Dati, gusto mo mag-on-site. Ngayon, on fire with faith. Ngayon, dito na lang tayo. Kasi, baka mag-COVID ako. Hindi ako mo-protect the Lord. Nasaan na yung COVID na the Lord sa atin? It's not a question whether God will provide or not. It's a question, can you handle this? Paka naman pag nag-provide si Lord, wala na. I want to submit to you, I have friends. Once in our own walk with God, Pastor Jonathan is here. Fire, disciple, reach the lost. Dami ng business, dami ng. Amen? God is faithful. And He wants you. He wants us to remember who He is. And maybe you've forgotten the Lord. Maybe the Lord is speaking to you directly, to those of you watching. The Lord is reminding you, you've forgotten me. I have blessed you. I have provided for you. Will you return to me and know that I'm still the same God who will provide for you? Will you humble yourself and come and receive me and be the person that I'm calling you to be? There's a charge. The charge to remember the Lord. And for all of us, as we end, in John 14, verse 26, God has given us a person, a promise, who goes alongside with us. He is Parakletos, our helper. Hindi ka po nag-iisa. Bakit? The Bible says in verse 26, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring you to remembrance all that I have said to you. God wants to fight for that forgetfulness, but He will bring the Holy Spirit in us. He is with us, in us, to remind us of the goodness and the faithfulness and the covenant of the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, here we are. We submit once again to You. And Lord, as a church, we repent for not remembering You anymore. We repent for forgetting You. And that's why here we are, Lord. Thank You that You have come not to condemn us nor to punish us, but to do us good, not to harm us, but to make us in the image of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, here we are. We thank You for who You are, and we ask that we will be able to do something, that we will be men and women of Your Word. That, Lord, every single day when we wake up, it's You. We will always think of You and put You first and praise You and thank You and get into the Word and prayer. Father, we bless Your holy name. Thank You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us. You can visit victory.org.ph to find a church, join the Victory Group, and give online. Thank you for partnering with us in discipling the city, the nation, and the world through your generosity. For more messages like this, you can subscribe to this podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to podcasts.